Last September, when Britain first came to Rotherham, we had a fantastic demonstration. More than 400 united in a show of strength, black and white together, showing that we're not going to be divided. And that was a great victory. Now, I think the police lost ground on that day. They tried to provoke people, people stood firm, and we united. But, as I think most people here will now know, is that several weeks later, 12 Asian men were arrested and are now facing charges of violent disorder. Because of subdued, say, because of the trial, I can't say much more, but there was an incident after the demonstration, and the Nazis were chucking bottles and glasses at demonstrators. And the Rotherham 12, as they're now known, did nothing more than defend themselves. And UEF saying, self-defence is no offence. Yeah. Yeah. And please support the Rotherham 12 defence campaign. And now I've got a speaker, Javed Siddiqui, who's going to fill in with more details about that campaign. So give him a big welcome.
Okay. As Phil said, 12 men have been arrested from Rotherham for a variety of things. Supposedly the police and the state is saying they've broken the law. Well, I just want to digress from my speech and just talk about law breaking. The biggest law breakers are Blair, Bush, Obama, and the rest of the Western state that is going in there to invade in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Syria. They're the ones that are breaking their own liberal democracy. They did not get permission from the UN to do this, and they continue to bomb places all over Asia, in the Middle East. Right now, the country that I come from, in Pakistan, drones are going there. They are breaking the law. And by doing this, they legitimate the fact that it's okay to bomb Muslims, to bomb countries where predominantly Muslim people live. What that does is it gives legitimacy back home for people to think that's okay somehow. That somehow or other, the state institutes in this country, whether it's the police, whether it's the courts, that it's perfectly fine to bang up Muslims in this country, just as they did Asians, just as they did communists. Well, now it's the turn of Muslim primarily to be picked on. Yeah. It's completely and totally wrong. It doesn't hold any credibility, but what it does do, it allows the Nazi scum that are around, like the EDL, to come out and do this. Now, in the first instance, if this law breaking hadn't taken place, people wouldn't be coming here, the EDL, nobody would, but it's the politicians that stir up this sort of hatred, in my opinion. Yep. Going back to the Rotherham 12, as people have said, they came out reluctantly, as Tiber says, because often people feel frightened and fearful of coming out to pay respect to a man that had been murdered. If the EDL had not come here, they wouldn't have had no problems. Sadly, the policing at that time, as those of us who've been involved for 40 years know, was kettling the people to go in an area where the fascists were there. And they suffered abuse. Because they did so, they decided they weren't going to stand up for that, and they defended themselves. So it's very simple. What they're looking for is justice. The Rotherham 12 have to be defended, and we should make sure that the campaign and the legal team we've got, that they will get justice. So support for the Rotherham 12. If you want to know any more, come and ask me. Let's make sure that these men who were legitimately defending their community are free. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.